let's bring in the lovely Stacey Solomon. Here she is for the first time on our show.
Hi.
Ah, there she is. Hi, Stacey.
Hello.
Hello.
It's exciting.
It's Stacey off the telly.
Wow, look. God, you're so pretty.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
You're not feeling well today.
No, you're such a pretty girl. Look at you. And that's not your natural hair colour, is it?
Well, the roots are.
Oh, okay, nice.
How about that?
Yeah, how about nice. Those roots?
For the lazy look.
Hello, boys. Check out my roots. How are you?
I'm really well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, God.
No, I'm sorry. Just a little cough, don't we? I'm fine.
Oh, I'm glad.
You're going to the National Television Awards tonight.
I sure am.
Yeah. Are you performing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, was that supposed to be a secret? Because it's not anymore, is it? Well, it's been in all the papers.
Well, I was just told I'm allowed to say, so.
Oh, right.
Oh, that's all right.
Thank God. Inside the luck.
Because there's pictures of you and Sean Ryder in the papers.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to perform together.
You singing a song?
We sure are. No. What else are we going to sing?
Well, I don't know.
A poem.
Yeah. You have a game of Twister or something.
What are you singing with Sean?
I'm not allowed to say that. That's what I'm not allowed
right,
to say.
Right, okay.
A collaboration of some kind.
Oh, my God.
Who knows what will happen.
See, what a strange duet that would be, because Stacey's got the voice of an angel and Sean's got the voice of a drunk.
See, if it was a few weeks earlier, if it was before Christmas, I could see you doing something like Fairy Tale in New York, because that would work. But
everyone
it's seasonal. It doesn't work now.
Well.
Don't go breaking my heart.
God. Ooh, let's
maybe.
Hope we don't sing that tonight, then, because you'll be disappointed.
Can you not give us a clue? Well, I know the song. Well, everyone
Yeah,
know.
Everyone will know it.
All right,
everyone will know it. Well, right. Or them, or whatever we're singing. Mm. There's the clue.
Are you releasing this record?
No, not
So you're just
not
doing
sorry.
It... It's a one
just
off,
for fun.
Just for tonight.
Just because I love it.
Wow. So you're obviously getting well with Sean.
Yeah, I love him. I think he's brilliant.
He's such a lovely
such
guy,
a good,
isn't he?
Yeah. Such a good person.
Really,
you
real
two
nice
had a
guy.
Really, really nice friendship in the jungle. It came over really well, I think.
Oh, he's just so normal. He's one of them people that everyone will get on with. Even though at first you think, oh, God, this man hates me.
See, I wasn't a fan to begin with.
Of
until,
him?
Of his. Until the snake bit him. And then I thought, wow, respect.
Wow, what a man.
Yeah, that's a proper man.
That's because that guy's taken so many substances and drink over the years. He can't feel pain. He just doesn't feel anything. What's that? Was that a snake biting into my skin? Get off.
But he's a genuinely nice bloke, though,
he
Alex.
Really is.
Yeah, it really is.
At first, he didn't talk to anyone. I'm not even joking. He walked into the room, I was like, you can imagine me. I was like, hiya! He was like, hello. Like, looked down at the floor. I was like, oh, my God, we're not going to get on. We were like the complete opposite.
No, he's lovely.
But
he's
he is nice just
guy.
The most normal, lovely man.
I mean, you're a lovely girl, Stacey.
Cheers.
You know, you're a lovely, down-to-earth, lovely, honest girl.
That's what you think.
Oh, really? Is there another side of Stacey Solomon?
No, just one side.
Well, I don't know. I reckon I'd love to see evil Stacey.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to kill you. Shut your mouth.
That's how I get.
Do you have mood swings to get
all
moody?
All the time.
Really?
Just like that as well.
Really?
So watch out.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I don't.
You're scared now, aren't
I bet you?
I
do.
I really don't.
Really?
I'm one of them people that, like, people will look at a situation and think, God, she must be so angry. And I'll be like, oh, what can you do?
When was the last time you lost your temper?
Do you know what? I don't know. Probably
really?
When I was a teenager, when I was like 14, and I wasn't allowed to play out and stuff.
So
really
at no point during X Factor, under all the stress and whatnot, you didn't lose your temper in
Are
that
Are you joking?
Well, no, I'm just
I used to sit there and think, don't say anything, don't get angry, don't step out of line and you might still be here next week.
But some people must do it, though. You must have seen some people kind of,
some
I don't
people
know.
Go crazy. Yeah. It is a weird situation to be in, so some people do go like a little bit crazy. But I thought, I don't want to upset anyone. I don't want to, like, you don't want to get out of line because you feel like you're in such a privileged position.
Right.
You don't want to upset anyone, so you think, okay, just shut up.
Do you drive?
Yeah.
Do you not get angry in the car?
No, I think people can get angry at me.
Imagine cutting up somebody in the car and then you look and it's Stacey Solomon and instead of beeping the horn, she's like this, it's fine. They go after you.
Well, what do you do when people see you?
I honk the horn and go, get out of the way, you moron. I sound really angry in the car, but I don't really get angry.
Yeah, but then what if they get out of the car a bit? You're like, I'm so sorry.
No, somebody tried to get out of the car before, and I drove off.
Did you? At speed.
Not so brave now, are you?
This fella pulled out in front of me. I was in Milton Keynes, and he pulled out in front of me the last second. I had to slam the brakes on. So I stuck my hand on the horn, and I went like that. You idiot. And he stopped the car and went, yeah, what? And I'm like, No, you're in the wrong. I'm not... Hang on, you can't be angry at me. You, that's you.
I don't want to fight you. I just want to beep at you.
Yeah.
I just want to be angry with you.
Yeah, get back in the car. I don't want to fight. I just want to beep my horn. That's what it's there for.
Yeah.
It's calling you an idiot without having to face you.
Yeah.
I'm curious to know what you're going to sing tonight.
Ah, is it bugging you?
Yeah.
I have an idea, but I'm not going to say.
Oh, go on. No, don't say it.
No, I can't say
it.
Well,
exactly.
Who sings first, you or Sean?
Oh, guess.
You.
Maybe, maybe not.
I just can't see how that will... like, how did that
All right,
idea
go on, put a downer on it before it's even happened.
Well, no, because you've got such a lovely voice. And now I love Sean, but he doesn't. Right? but to be fair...
He has. Wait till you hear him.
Got a, really? He's doing some opera. I'm testing 1, 2, 1, hello. No.
He does that every time.
Did he
testing 1, 2.
What was the opera track that he did with Russell Watson?
Oh, I don't
know. Did he do that years ago?
I don't know. What, The Astrologer?
No, that's no.
So listen, tell me first of all, tell me about your day yesterday, Stacey, because I'm intrigued.
What? The rehearsal?
No. What
did I actually do?
Well,
I woke up, had a bowl of cereal.
Oh, nice. What did he have?
Shreddies.
Oh, lovely. Shreddies.
I love Shreddies.
How old are you, 9?
Whatever, what do you eat? Cornflakes, that's fun.
I don't eat cereal.
All right. Toast? Toast, man?
I don't eat bread at the moment.
Oh, well, it doesn't.
What are you going to say? It doesn't show? You cheeky cow.
I'm joking.
Right,
what, are you more of a fruit
and
fibre?
I'm going to sit home tonight and watch the National Television Awards. And when you come on, I'm going to go and make a...
Boo!
I'm going to boo the TV.
Boo this.
Boo! And subconsciously, you will hear me. And you'll go, oh my God, Chris Moss is sitting home booing me.
He's booing me.
He's booing me and not eating bread.
So after cereal, what did he do?
Then me and Zach went to the day centre that we go to all the time. Yeah. We love that.
Tell me about a lollipop people.
Lollipop people.
Didn't you make lollipop people yesterday?
Oh, how do you know?
I know everything.
Reading my Twitter.
I know everything.
Well, so we get the lollipops from the lollies that we eat.
Yeah.
Put a bit of string on the top of the hair.
Right.
Make dresses out of tissue paper, trousers for Zach because he's a boy.
Yeah, well, sure.
Look.
So
wait till you see these. I'm going to twit pick them later.
So Zach made a lollipop boy.
And I made a lollipop girl together.
Do they have lollipop babies?
Unfortunately, we haven't worked out how that happens.
Right, well, sure, obviously.
You need, like, little chopper chops or something. And for the babies.
But,
you got a jelly baby for the babies.
Yeah, you could do, yeah.
They're beautiful. Beautiful people, these lollipop things
people.
That we make.
How long did he spend making lollipop people?
Well, we've been doing it a while now, and we've got almost a village of lollipop.
Wow. Oh, Stacey, God love you.
My life is just so intriguing, I know.
Do you know the weirdest thing about this story? Zachary's 24 now.
I know, he wants a quick fit.
Yeah, he's married, he's got kids of his own.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that.
How old is he?
He's 2.
2?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was older.
How do you feel now? 24, eh?
I'm 24.
You look it.
Yeah, all right. Are you single at the moment?
No.
You're not.
No.
You're dating.
I'm dating.
Wow.
My How God. Exciting is that?
He must have the patience of a saint, that guy.
Or maybe he's just the luckiest man in the world.
Well, I'd say both.
Did you see him on the final?
Yeah.
Was he there?
Yeah, the one.
Very
the one
fit.
Who coddled me like this. And was like, God, you stink.
How did he meet him?
Hold on,
you know what to talk about it?
On holiday? Well, like about 4 years, 3 years ago.
All right.
Nearly 3 years ago.
Oh, so you've been together for ages?
Well, no, not together, but yeah.
You've been
you're
friends
really
first,
yeah,
and then you
got then
together.
Yeah, and together.
All right, and you always fancied him?
Well.
And you thought...
I don't want to give him a big head.
He's not interested in me.
What?
He won't like me. I'm just happy being his friend.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It was the other way around.
Oh, really?
No, it wasn't. I'm a complete geek. I was like, I really like him, but I'm not going to say
it. Well, that's nice. And he gets on with Zachary and everything. Oh, that's
yeah,
nice.
He's
that's nice.
Zach.
Was he there making lollipop people?
Unfortunately, no. He has a job.
Oh, right.
He was there.
Really? How common? He has a job, you say?
Can you believe it?
Is he going to the National Television Awards tonight with you?
He might be.
Ah, will you bring a lollipop person with you?
Well, I'll ask him to bring one along as his carpet date.
Could you make one for me and then bring it along tonight?
I'll make one of you.
Okay,
I'll have to get a really big lollipop.
Shut up!
I'm joking. No, nice slender lollipop.
Only Stacey could say something nasty and be so nice with it.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm having a hoot. How rude.
So. I'll never come here again.
No, you're right. You never, never are. Do you, did you win X Factor? No, you didn't. Pipe down. So
I won the second one, though. I came back.
Yeah. Yeah, you were the competition where you didn't have to sing.
Oh, thanks.
What is happening with your singing career?
I am in the studio at the moment. Doing, right. Like, singing and doing stuff that I love.
You're so. Doing, like, singing. Well, that's brilliant. That's what we're kind of
No, I just sit in there. Sit in the studio, stare at
are
the
you,
walls.
Are you writing stuff, or...?
Yeah, I want to write my own music.
Yeah, you do. You want to do that.
I do, definitely.
Yeah, more money. And more control.
More excitement.
More excitement.
more blame.
You could do a song called...
wrong.
Could you write a song called Lollipop People?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or
that
Lollipop,
was my first debut.
Lollipop Village.
The Lollipop Man.
Yeah.
Lollipop Village, where the lollipop people live.
With their sticky heads and their thin bodies.
Get a lollipop, put some string on their head. And make a little dress or trousers if it's a boy. Do you have to have eyes in the mouth and all that?
Yeah, you have to draw that on with a permanent marker.
Right, so you can't eat these lollies afterwards.
No,
no, they're toxic.
You get rid of the lolly.
Is that really a good game for your boy to be playing? You tease him by giving him a lolly, and then
no,
you cover it in crap.
And
you can't
he
eat
eats
it.
The lolly.
Right,
just okay.
The
we
stick.
Only use a stick. What you
oh,
think?
Oh, right.
It's
I thought you meant the lolly's face.
Lolly.
Oh, no, I'm see. I'm with Chris. I thought that you kept the because you. I thought you said you put the hair on the sticky head.
Yeah,
on the so you know you get like a magnum. You eat that magnum. There's a wooden
right.
stick.
Oh,
there.
And a wooden stick.
And yeah, you can't. Oh. God, you can't start making it out of food.
I thought it was
the poor boy will be like, oh, thanks, Mum. You don't feed me, but you eat me like lollipop.
Yeah,
I thought it'd be like that.
Cheers.
So did I.
You know, I just
hold
thought,
it up to the camera, Dave, so the viewers can see your lollipop
I've
person.
I've drawn a lolly man.
There you go. Well, you can't really see it, doesn't matter.
Never mind.
I like this.
Kinda close.
Yeah.
But then with the lollipop sticks. You got all different body shapes.
The lollipop what?
Sticks.
you get all
different body shapes.
Aren't the lollipop sticks pretty much the same?
No, you've got the straight, then you've got the curve.
Which you've already researched this, haven't you?
I've been doing it a long time now, even before Zach was born.
Zach's like this. Oh, my God, just buy me an Xbox, will you? Seriously? It's like I'm in Victorian times. I'm playing with used lollipop sticks.
All his friends are on the Wii, like...
Yeah.
Which lollipop?
Make some money. Spend some of your select... Does he know Mummy got paid for being in the jungle? Get down the shops. He should have had the best Christmas ever. He's playing with lollipop sticks.
He loves those lollipop sticks.
He doesn't know any better. He's like this. You get toys with batteries? What's a battery?
Which lollies have curvy sticks?
In fact, people buy him games and stuff. He's like, no, it's not what I want.
Oh.
A plain and simple stick is all I'm after.
God. He got an apple and an orange for Christmas. He was over the moon.
We get an orange every year from my dad.
Really?
Wrapped up. Oh, what's this one going to be? We don't know.
I gave you an orange one year for Christmas.
Yeah, you did.
Mm. It's a dumb thing, isn't it?
It's seasonal.
The dumb thing. That's what it is. One of the worst presents from Dave.
Dave?
From Dave.
Hi, that's me.
I know it's you.
No, I get...
The
I
worst
get...
present is Dave.
No, well, not me. Well, to some
Dave.
People, I could be the worst present. But no, I gave him an orange because I thought it was festive and seasonal. I think you gave
me
a...
Was it a Terry's orange or...?
No. It was like a real orange.
Oh,
like a nature's orange.
Are you still friends with your X Factor people, contestants
yeah.
and stuff?
Yeah, I still get on with everyone. We do, like, gigs and stuff together sometimes.
Oh, really?
So you still get to see each other.
Who do you gig with?
Sometimes Ollie, Daniel, Lucy, all of them. You're,
right.
It's like a circuit, ain't it, I suppose? So you're always... Back and forth.
But now you're at the show, anybody you didn't get on well with?
No.
Oh, yes.
Oh, there is.
A few.
There is.
No.
Are you liar?
No.
You lie, girl.
No.
Oh, anybody, who did he not like in the jungle?
Well, the thing is people go every day, so you don't really have enough time to not like someone that much. Everyone hated Gillian, but I didn't see the side that everyone else did. We never saw the trials, so she weren't that bad.
Have you kept in touch?
She texts me all the time.
Really?
She does.
Is she really?
Yeah, because she wants to be your success.
How are you?
That's what it is.
Maybe she just likes me for who I am.
No, I don't think so.
Maybe she just wants
sorry,
to be my friend.
I hate to break the news to you, but, you know, sorry.
That's what you think.
Maybe she's into lollipop people.
Maybe.
She's waiting for me to make one of her.
Hey, you could get together and play poo sticks or something with you.
Why not?
I don't even want to think about that, Dave.
It involves a river and a bridge. That's all.
I want to know what you're singing tonight.
Guess.
Okay, can I write something down and it won't get seen on the
Lion sleeps tonight.
Nah. Oh my God, you're so
right.
close.
Whoever's doing really? Cameras, stay off me, because I'm going to write something down. Right,
it's Vicky.
What do you at? Well, what do you at?
I think it's going to be.
Don't go breaking
this.
My heart.
Don't.
Do you know what she's singing? What's she singing?
Right, Stacey. Yes or no? Don't say what it is.
No, definitely not. He said, Sonny and Cher, I got you, babe. Very cold.
Very cold.
Like us.
Especially for you. I'm trying to think, what were these?
Yeah, it could be.
What's your favourite duet?
My favourite duet?
How do you know it's even a duet?
Because the two of you.
Yeah, no, but a typical duet, I mean. You don't know that.
Stacey, is it a duet?
It will be a duet. It's got to be a duet.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, do you want to put money on that?
Stacey.
£30 in.
£30?
£30?
£30?
Stacey,
look, this is how I make my money.
Let me ask you a question, right? And I want you to answer, first of all, yes. And I'm going to ask you the same question, and I want you to answer no.
Okay.
Are you singing a duet tonight?
No.
Are you singing a duet tonight?
No.
Okay, so that's a yes, because you said no twice. Mm.
Two no's mean a yes.
Oh, is that what it means?
Oh, I'm good.
I'm so good, because I'm fooling you.
Oh, I'm so good.
Well, if it's not a duet, then we'll never guess. It could be any song in the world.
Could be. That's why
it's
so exciting.
It's got to be something to do with the jungle,
yeah.
Isn't it?
In the jungle.
What, the landscapes tonight?
Oh, yeah, that's what you said.
You can try that.
That one that I mentioned earlier.
I'll put £50 on that, then it's a no. I'll take that bet right now. Well, Dave's going tonight. I'm not going. I'm watching it at home. But Dave's going.
Oh, that's nice of you. No support then.
I'm being invited.
I don't believe that for a second.
Well, I'm being invited to the
National Television. You're like the man of radio. Yeah. How could you not have been invited?
How could you not be invited to the National Television Awards as the man of radio?
Well,
yeah, the best baker in Britain's also not been invited. Yeah.
And fishmonger of the year.
Millions of plumbers in Britain saying I'm
you
good.
You have
but
been invited.
I
don't believe
plumber.
You. If my sister's invited, you're invited.
Your sister's going and I'm not being invited? That's outrageous. Is that your sister there?
Yeah, can you see her?
Yeah. Just like Dorian from Birds of a Feather. Look, she does, but you're...
How dare you?
No, she does. Do you not think?
I'm not looking.
She does.
I'm not going to win
you
this.
You two look so alike.
Oh, so I look like her too, then?
Yeah, I suppose a little bit.
Thank you.
How is that? Isn't Dorian, like, I don't know, 50-something?
Well, that's what I'm saying here, you know.
What are you, 40?
Saying. Oh, don't be rude.
I'm not being rude. I'm only joking.
Dave's going with Dancing on Ice, so that's why Dave.
So I can text you later on.
Oh, so you going Dancing on Ice first and then going?
No, I'm going.
I thought you said Dave's going Dancing on Ice. I thought, God, I'm sure that's on a Saturday.
The Dancing on Ice table.
Sunday.
Oh,
I'm going with
them. What are
you them. Up for? We're for best entertainment show or whatever.
Oh, there's rivalry then, because I'm a celeb.
So I'm a celeb?
Oh, we'll be like making faces at the table.
Yeah, well, you ain't going to win that.
It's up against Dave. X Factor. It's not me, is it?
No, it's not you.
Ah, at least we've been invited.
Exactly. If you and your category,
that's all that matters.
Stacey, if your show I'm Celebrity loses the category, will you boo?
Yeah,
I think you should
real
boo.
Hard. I'll boo his.
Throw bread rolls at Simon Cowell's head.
That's what I'll do.
Yeah,
and tomatoes. I've got a whole satchel.
Wow! Just rotten fruit.
Yep.
Ready. Out cabbages and stuff around the table. And if we don't win, chuck them. Right?
Everyone got your veg? That's what I'll say.
Who else? Do you know who else is on your table?
All the cast and the crew.
To all of them?
Yeah, if I'm a celebrity. So I think there's Ginny and Sean and me.
Oh, you watch Ginny and I'll sit right next to you. You watch.
Well, I don't
She'll
mind.
She'll plug herself right next
so
to you.
So she can.
Really?
So she can.
Oh, I can't bear the woman.
Tell you what, I hope she eats before she goes, otherwise she might faint.
Well,
imagine.
Sure. Imagine if we win.
Imagine. If, she'd really faint then, wouldn't she?
if the show wins, you've got to do the acceptance speech.
Oh, I'm connecting it with Sean.
Beautiful.
If we win, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Oh, shush. You're just jealous because I'm not coming.
I'm all right, you know, I'll be honest. I get to sit and watch at home.
Oh.
And then when the adverts are on, I can go make a cup of tea and go for a pee, and you guys are just sitting in your chairs.
Mm.
Where is it tonight? Where is the award?
The O2.
At the O2, well, and it's miles away.
Oh, it's right near my house.
Oh, well, there
Perfect.
You go. And that's why they'd put it there.
Exactly, that's why they had it there.
It's easy for you to stumble home after 2.5 bottles of wine.
Convenient.
Oh,
like,
the National Television
were
going, I'm queen of the jungle!
That's right.
Here I am, everybody! Taxi!
I hate wine. I do hate wine.
Oh, really?
Champagne. Oh, worst drinks ever made.
What's your choice? Let's say we go out tonight. You win tonight. You can have any drink you want. What would you like?
Malibu and pineapple.
Oh, you're so classy. Mm. A Malibu and pineapple.
Well, what am I going to spend £1,000 on a bottle of champagne that tastes like fizzy wee? I don't know.
I've never had
why
fizzy wee.
No. Do that.
How do you know what fizzy wee tastes like?
Well, I don't, but that's what I would imagine fizzy wee tastes like.
I mean, sure, wee, but fizzy wee? This is what, now she's changed. She's got so much money now. In the old days, wee. Now, fizzy wee. Wowzers.
By the way, I should say, if you're going tonight, I don't think Dancing on Ice is up for entertainment. It's talent show.
That's what I meant. I just got the name of the category.
Oh, so we're not against actually each against each other.
You're fine.
So we could both go home winners tonight.
Exactly. Yeah.
You can cheer each other on.
Yeah. So it's up against X Factor, though, isn't it?
Yes.
Good luck with that.
Dancing on Ice, X Factor.
If your tables are near each other, you should throw bread rolls at each other's heads.
I don't know whether it's tabled, is it? Isn't it?
Yeah,
isn't it
no,
seats?
It's like rows. Yeah.
Oh, really?
A1, A2. Yeah.
Oh, God, you don't even get fed.
Is there any dinner? There's no dinner, I don't think.
I wouldn't say there's dinner at the
You should stop off at KFC and get a curry.
Well, there's only a Nando's, isn't there?
Oh, there is. There is.
Gemma is on Nando's run.
Oh, that's
she's going to be going out and getting the dinner.
I would love that.
Brilliant.
Dermot Stoney goes, and the nominations are I'm a Celebrity, and there's Stacey took it into a massive chicken piri-piri.
Well done, everyone.
That's a great idea because, yeah, there is one opposite, isn't it?
Exactly.
Or inside, yeah.
That's all I'm thinking about. Mm. Bit of peri peri chicken.
Sure. Lovely. And will you get the peri peri chips as well?
No. I'm not a chip fan. Oh. I'm more of the all together now. Have you ever had one of those?
No.
You get the pita, the olives, the sauce, everything all in one. Done.
And what's the noise you make when you eat it?
Hum.
Hum.
Well,
done.
Right, mate. Hum. If you win tonight, will you make that noise into the microphone?
I'll say, well done, everyone. I'm really proud to be a part of this.
I love that. For me, would you do it for
me? Imagine. They'll never invite me to one again.
Please, for
they
me.
Not that they would anyway.
I'll even just do it at the end of the song. Thank you.
Done.
Thank you so much.
Go on, just tell us what you're singing.
If you do that, hang on, if you do that tonight, if you make that noise, I'll know that that's for me. And it means that you love me.
And Stacey, we'll play it endlessly tomorrow.
All right, great. I'll embarrass myself and humiliate myself
that's
publicly.
Fine. And Anna Denial will buy 10,000 copies of your next song.
And we'll talk to that chicken place and get loads of stuff sent to your house.
Oh, this is so
tomorrow morning, half eight. She's got her head banging like an outhouse door in the wind. Ding dong. The big book in Nando's. You've got to be kidding me, haven't you? Half eight.
And on the radio, all I can hear is hum, hum. Oh,
while some guy
help.
Dresses a massive chicken is outside your door with a huge bucket.
Wow. All right, well, listen, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
I don't know what you're singing with Sean, but.
But who cares?
Is he miming or singing live?
I'm sure he's singing live.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm singing live, so he must be.
Yeah, but you can sing. You've got a lovely voice. You know?
Well, when I release my single, you can promote my lovely voice.
I will.
Sure, that's what they all say. It'll come to you and be like, God, no. God, get her off.
Well, you know, when it comes out, you know, if it's good, we'll play it. If it's rubbish, we won't. So make sure it's good.
Yeah.
I'll do my best.
The ball's in your court. Mm. You can do whatever you want.
Hum, done.
The world's my oyster.
The world, hum,
hum, done.
Hum. And if there's anybody listening tonight who's going to the National Television Awards, or if you see Stacey on the street today, that makes you sound like a hooker. I didn't mean that. You know what I mean?
You see her on the corner outside.
Toot your horn.
Yeah, just go, hum, hum. I love that. Dermot O'Leary sees you backstage and goes, hello, Stacey. Hum, how are you?
It sounds like one of my Jewish family would say it to me. Hum. Mazel tov, hum.
That's Jewish for hello, good luck. It's Jewish for good luck at the National Television Awards. Hum.
And at the end of the night when you're wobbling around, it's time for you to go hum now.
Yeah. Hey, if you've got fish, if there's fish at the dinner tonight before the awards, that might be hum kipper.
All right.
Hello, Jewish joke.
It's like
there.
A joke about a Jewish festival.
Right. if you don't know that, then you don't have enough Jewish friends.
Mm. Well, you're not Jewish.
I have Jewish friends.
Mm. Are you Jewish?
No,
I'm Roman Catholic.
My sister's love to
Jewish.
Be?
What?
Would you love to
would
be?
Would I love to be Jewish?
Would you
I lie
to
awake
be?
At night, Stacey.
And make chicken soup?
Thinking,
I'd love to be Jewish.
Yeah, you know, I've got the radio show, I've got a little bit of TV, I've got some lovely friends, but...
none of that matters.
I'm not Jewish. You know what? Maybe that's why I surround myself with many Jewish people.
Mm.
Lynn is Jewish, Vivian's are Jewish, Dean's Jewish, Kim's Jewish.
Yeah. Are you Jewish, David?
No,
Jewish
but my... No,
Stacey, maybe
I've found the hole in your
maybe
life.
I have a deep-rooting want to be Jewish. Maybe that's the part of my life which is missing.
And that's why I'm so happy.
Because you're Jewish.
Hum.
Hum. No, my sister converted.
Did she? Yeah. Oh, mazel tov.
Yeah, indeed.
How
yeah.
did she feel now? Amazing?
Amazing.
Of course.
Amazing.
What else?
She always felt there was something missing in her life.
Not anymore.
That's right. Well, I'm all right as I am at the moment.
Oh, I'm glad.
I'll stay the RC with the Roman Catholic.
Okay. Each to their own.
I'll stay with my Catholic Irish guilt. That's fine. That does me happy. Good luck tonight at the
Thank
awards.
You.
And good luck with the song.
Thank you so much.
I'll be cheering for you.
I hope it does you proud.
When you get announced and you walk out on the stage, just so you know, I will stand up from my sofa and I will applaud.
Oh, thanks. Don't you dare boo hiss, because I will hear you.
Yeah. As long as I get a hom at some point, I'll be happy. That's all I ask for. I don't ask for much. Just a hom.
Just a small hom.
Yeah. Or a big one if you can. Depends how much energy you've got. Let's play by ear. If you're feeling in the mood for a long hum, then that'll be great. Hum! And Dave, and the odd chance that you end up near the microphone, you've got to do it as well.
I'll go hum.
I'll bring the mic over to Dave.
Oh, that'd be
just
brilliant.
Just so he's got no choice
that'd
in the matter.
That'd be brilliant.
What's the first line of the song?
Over to you, Dave.
What's the first line of the song you're singing tonight?
I can't tell you that.
Of course you
do
can.
I look like some sort of idiot? No comment.
Not an idiot.
But anyway.
I say idiot, but... Who sings first, you or him?
You don't know.
I thought we'd have got somebody. Yeah, she's
I haven't actually rehearsed it yet. Don't know the song.
Have you rehearsed with him yet?
Yeah, I have.
Right, okay, fine. Does he sing it well?
Beautifully, like an angel.
Like an angel. Yeah, you know Dave Angel, the car mechanic from Dagenham. Mm. All right, Dave Angel.
One of the best places.
Yeah, you got trouble with your carburetor. tonight on ITV at 7:30, the lovely Dermot O'Leary is hosting from London's O2 Arena. And it's the big TV awards. I'm a Celebrity is up for Best Entertainment Programme. And Stacey will be there, and she's performing with Sean Ryder.
Mm.
I like that. I like that.
It's not
scarce. I'm not doing a scarce accent, man. I'm doing Sean Ryder.
Okay.
Yeah. You're twisting my melons, man. That's what it talks like. You know that.
I love
that
one.
You know what I mean? Yeah, nice one. Yeah, sorted. Yeah,
what's your favourite Sean Ryder song?
I like Loose Fit and I like Kinky Afro from Happy Mondays.
Everyone likes Kinky Afro.
Yeah. I do like that one.
Do you play him?
Do I play him? Yeah, I'm in Panto every year. Eyes behind y'all. All right, look, let's get a move on. Listen, nice to see you. And,
lovely to see you.
And come back when you have your record made.
We'll see ya. I'll be at the door like, please. Thank you so much for having me.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you.
Hum. Stacey Solacom, ladies and gentlemen. BBC.